I want to speak to you from Psalm 30. I'm going to read the psalm, I'm going to paraphrase it, and then we're going to draw out a couple of points. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, but in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down into the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end, that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. David begins the psalm by addressing God, praising God for his delivery in time of need and for saving his life. The pit is Sheol. The pit, this is not just a hole in the ground, this is death. He is praising God for saving his life, verses 1 through 3. David then addresses his audience and calls them to remember the holiness of God in his faithfulness, provoking his audience to praise and thanksgiving. Remember what God has done for you and return again with praise and thanksgiving in verses 4 through 5. David warns us that prosperity can lead to a false sense of dependence. And really, this is nothing short of glory theft. When God blesses you and you receive his blessing and then begin to glory in your state or the blessing that you've been given as your own, and not rendering back glory and praise to God for that, you're just keeping that glory for yourself, which is due to God. It's glory theft. That's in verses 6 through 7. God is jealous of his glory. God is jealous of his glory. David implores to God. David gives a mighty supplication for deliverance in verses 8 through 10. The Lord blesses David, and David recognizes to what end he is being blessed in verses 11 through 12. Okay, I want to speak for just a moment. This was the 30th. That was Wednesday. Brother Zach gave me a whole week, so I had no excuses. And Wednesday, as I was reading this psalm, the Lord blessed me. I enjoyed meditating on this psalm, and I don't want to take the time to go through the whole thing. I'm looking forward to hearing Nathan. So let's talk about, for just a moment, the relationship of the blesser and the blessed. The blesser and the blessed. And let's go to the middle of the psalm in verses 8 to this mighty supplication of David's. This psalm is an exchange of the Lord blessing, the Lord delivering, the Lord saving David, and a return, like a volley of blessings and a volley back of praise and thanksgiving over and over and over again in the psalms. So verse 8, I cried unto thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. Here's David's mighty supplication. This is good. What profit is there? Now think about if you were here when Thomas Mann was talking about the I'm an unprofitable servant. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? I think David is really on to something. I think David is saying, God, I know what I'm here for, and I cannot do that if I am dead. And it's kind of graphic, isn't it? His blood spilling out onto the ground, if he's attacked, if he's set on by his enemies and they overcome him and they shed his blood. He says, is my blood going to praise you? If he dies in some forgotten field, years go by, his body turns to decays, turns to dust. Will my dust praise thee? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? God's blessings to his people are to be rendered back to God in glory and in praise. This is a back and forth. Let's go to the end of the psalm. David says, here comes the blessing that God gives David, the deliverance that God gives David after this psalm. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. I love this phrase. David says, I was wearing a sackcloth, a cloak of mourning, a cloak of sorrow. You have taken away that cloak and given me a cloak of gladness. And then David says, this is crucial, these three words. David says, to the end, that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. David recognizes the blessings of God, the deliverance of God, the salvation of God has purpose. It has intention. Those blessings come with an end in mind. And I do believe that God is a God of purpose. God is a God of intention. And God is not sitting up there bored thinking, I wonder what will happen if I just flick that planet that direction. Let's just see what happened. God moves with intention. God moves with purpose. And when God the frustrating thing as a person, but it's the truth, is God's ultimate purpose is not my glory, it's not me, and it's not you. God's ultimate purpose is the glory of himself. And so one way God gets that glory is by pouring out his blessings upon his people so that we receive his blessing with gladness and thanksgiving and render back to him through that blessing glory and praise. And worship. Excuse me. So, David warns us, this is a back and forth. David warns us that it can be the case that when the Lord pours out his blessing upon us, we can tend to sort of just roll around in that blessing, forget to turn around and render back to God the glory that is due to his name. We take that blessing, we kind of sit with it. The Lord may bless me with a great house, two great vehicles, a wonderful family, and I'm telling people about it. And the next thing I know, I'm telling people about the blessings that he's given me, and I'm telling about the blessings that I have, and then I'm just telling about everything that I have, right? That happens so quickly, and David warns us in the psalm before. He says, and in my prosperity. Well, who made David prosperous? Who's the one who took David out of his household, went by all of his brothers out of his household, and made him the king over Israel? Who's the one that made David to prosper? Well, it was God that gave him his prosperity. And David said, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. David did not turn and render back praise and glory back to God. And he says later, he cried unto the Lord. The Lord hid his face from him because of this. And he cried unto the Lord. It was a not good time because David wasn't doing that which the blessing was intended to do. And so here is the, I'm almost done, Nathan. Here is the practical application. I hope that makes sense. Here's the practical application. I feel like for a while now, I have also been under attack. Me and a whole lot of other people. And sometimes I want these Marxist, crazy, crazy people to fall into their own snare like David would pray. And this is the challenge. I don't know if I can give a charge. I'll give an exhortation. I'll give an exhortation. This is the exhortation that we always ask ourselves, to what end? We have to ask ourselves, to what end? To what purpose? So I pray like David may pray in the Psalms, but these people, I hope they just fall into their own folly, fall into their own snares, and are destroyed. To what end? Well, because I want liberty and freedom in my country. To what end? Well, because I'm an American, and this is America, you know, and bald eagles and an American flag, and, you know, this is who we are. You know, this is not the way we do things here. To what end? To what end? And I can tell you, I confess to you, that in my frustrations, that in my asking God, I have wanted to receive a blessing, not so that I can turn around and render back praise and glory to God. I think it's I just want to receive it so I can just sit. I don't know. It's weird. If you start to track that down, it's like some ridiculous American thing that I don't even really care about. Here's what we want to do. We want to say, Lord, would you bless me? Would you deliver me? Would you come to my aid so that I may turn and receive your blessing with thanksgiving and render back to you glory and praise? This is the end to everything we do. To what end? This is it. It's praising God. It's giving glory to God. What did Mom say the other day? I said service, and she said, it was a word that started with D, devotion. This is the end. It's devotion, and it is service, and it's glory to God in all the things that we do. So we ask God, we say, Lord, please bless us, and He blesses us. And doesn't He bless us mightily? All the time. And we turn around, and we take that blessing, and we heap all the glory and praise we can on Him. And then what does He do? He blesses us again. And then what do? We take the blessing, and we throw it right back in. Glory and praise to God. And this goes over and over. And it doesn't end with us receiving the blessing. It never ends with us receiving the blessing. That's a heart that wants to keep that glory for ourselves, that which is due to God. He gets all the glory. He gets all the praise. It ends with service. It ends with worship.